Live from KQED News, I'm Paul Lancour. San Jose Mayor-elect Matt Mahan is calling for special elections to fill upcoming vacancies on the city council. KQED politics reporter Guy Marzorati explains.
When Mahan becomes mayor in January, his District 10 office will be one of two vacant seats. Mahan wants them filled with elections instead of a two-year appointment by the council.
We have just been through a contentious mayoral campaign. Now is the time to unite around our shared principles. And no principle is more crucial to San Jose than the foundational value that the people should choose their leaders, not the politicians.
Groups aligned with organized labor argue that special elections will see low turnout and high costs. The county estimates the cost of the elections and potential runoffs could run around $4 to $11 million. The city council will vote next week on how to fill the seats. In San Jose, I'm Guy Marzorati, KQED News.
San Francisco supervisors are considering extending the city's weekend vehicle ban on the Great Highway through 2025. During a committee hearing yesterday, Supervisor Gordon Marr pushed for the plan.
When Loma Prieta struck and damaged the Embarcadero Freeway, the city had a choice to repair and rebuild and try to maintain a highway for cars on the eastern waterfront or to choose a different path. We have a similar choice in front of us now to decide the future of our western waterfront.
Other supervisors say their constituents don't like that the current ban starts Friday at noon. This month, voters approved a measure supporting the closure. Legislation is needed because the COVID state of emergency that allowed the ban is set to end in February. I'm Paul Lancour, KQED News.